as he does every week at this time, is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Kevin, how are you today? Another nice, cloudy day in northern Michigan, but we're going to pull this one out.
I think so. A little rain on Friday leads into what looks like a pretty darn good weekend.
Yeah, you know, we can't complain. Things are moving the right way. The moisture is also holding down our fire danger right now, so we're in pretty good shape.
We really are. Well, speaking of being in pretty good shape, it looks like the budget's in pretty good shape.
It really is. We voted the budget out of the House this week, and I'm really happy with it. You know, lots of things are going in the right direction. K-12 funding is the highest it's ever been in the state of Michigan. Our local schools will receive about $140 more per student next year, and we got that budget to them on time so they could figure their best way of spending that money. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
We pumped up Pure Michigan by another $4 million because that's a very successful campaign. So we'll be able to continue that campaign. I think that's good for us in northern Michigan and Michigan as a whole.
Boy, no doubt about that. I love those ads, that's for sure. Boy, and I live in Michigan and I want to go. So
I know. And then we were able to also, because the things are doing good, so there's actually more dollars coming in the state, we were able to put another $400 million in the roads this year.
Oh.
And as we talked before we went online, and all the driving I do, I don't think I want to see any more orange cones. So there's lots of work being done this year.
There is. Well, let's talk a little bit about that road package. It is still kind of in the works, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. The House package is complete.
Right.
We voted it out this Thursday at a committee, which I'm the vice chair of.
Mm-hmm.
And now next week it'll be sent to the full body, and I'm sure it'll pass. Then we send it over to the Senate, and the Senate just started working on their version of what they believe the road package should be. So they'll get ours, and it'll sit in committee, and the debates will go back and forth, and then they'll present their road package, and ultimately we'll meet in the middle and come up with something. But I'm very, very confident that we're going to be able to do all we need to do here in Michigan. And the thing to remember is we really can't spend that much more on roads right now. There's a lot of expenditures out there, and our season is so short that it doesn't make sense to put more money in there than can be used for that year. But we do need to project it out 5, 10, and 15 years.
All right, very good. Yeah, well, that's a recurring story. We'll keep up with that. But, hey, 1 week from this weekend is a big weekend in Michigan because it's the free fishing weekend.
It absolutely is, and I tell you, I really appreciate the two free fishing weekends we have in Michigan, and I tell people, and most of my friends are fishermen and fisher ladies, but I say, take somebody out that has never been out fishing before, because a lot of times the deterrent of buying a license and the challenges of buying equipment, well, how much equipment do most of us fishermen and women have? We have enough to share with somebody that has never gone out before. Take somebody out and give them the excitement and the thrill of catching one of our Michigan fish, and you know, fry it up for them.
Right,
you'll hook them, so to say, into fishing and continuing on fishing, because we have some of the best fishing in the world right here in Michigan.
Yeah, you're right about that. And of course, usually in conjunction with that, you see a lot of you know, kids fishing tournaments and some other kind of fishing tournaments going on. So check out for those too.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. Get out. And yesterday, driving back from Lansing, I actually had to stop on the Asabo a couple of times on some of the bridge crossings. And look, I love to get out there and fish trout. Yeah. It's such a relaxing thing to do.
Boy, no doubt about that. But in conjunction with that, we want to remind people about boating safety, too.
Right. Yeah. We're launched a campaign this week. You know, the boating season is starting, and we all get a little excitement when we want to get out there on the lake. But you know, make sure you check your safety equipment. It's not that hard to do. You can get online to see what the DNR requires. Very easy to get that list. You know, your safety equipment, those life jackets, make sure they're fitting all of your occupants, right? And they're accessible. You know, us adults tend not to wear them, and I'm one of those. But when you have a young child on the boat, make sure that life jacket fits them properly. They're not that expensive. If you have a grandchild or a child of your own, buy one for them. It'll be around for quite a while, and I tell people, try not to mix alcohol and boating.
Right.
That tends to happen when we're out there, but when you're out there in the sun, the wind, and the waves, that wears on you by itself. And you know, I come back from boating out in the sun, and I'm a little tired. So be careful when you're out there, and enjoy Michigan waterways.
Indeed. Well, Peter, if they want more information, want to check in with you, what's the best way to reach you?
517-373-0833, and get out there and go fishing next weekend.
You betcha. Peter, have a great weekend this weekend, my friend.
You bet. Thanks, Kevin.